Lifeway Leadership Podcast Network.
Welcome back to the Group Answers Podcast for another exciting, in parentheses, episode. I'm Brian Daniel, as always, here with Chris Surratt.
It's always exciting to be in the same room with you.
Always. Well, appreciate that. And you did say exciting?
You said exciting, so I'm adding that adjective to just being in your presence. Because every time we do a podcast,
it's electric.
I look forward to the conversation.
Yeah, you know, under the heading where it says host talk randomly.
It's actually banter, but yeah.
Man, banter is, I don't know. It's not really working. We need to change that.
So what you're saying is we're forcing this.
Did I say that with my eyes?
This is not natural. It's on the sheet, so we have to banter.
When is this episode going to post, you think?
This is going to post sometime in a couple weeks from now.
So 1st of April?
Middle April,
okay.
Yeah, All right. It's got to go before Easter because that's the topic we're going to talk about.
Speaking of the topic, we're going to be talking today about starting a new group, taking advantage of the momentum that comes out of Easter.
Yeah, I think we miss the opportunity a lot of times to capture the momentum of Easter because there are going to be a ton of people in your building, your church building, and we're talking to church leaders and small group leaders that need to get connected. And they're coming to your church for the first, or maybe they're the CEOs, the Christmas and Easter only type people. So they're showing up at your church, and I think we're doing a disservice if we don't at least give them the opportunity to get connected in community while they're there.
You realize that's breaking all the rules of group. A starting group in
I understand that.
I thought groups, you only start groups in the fall and in January, right?
I'll say this. You only do a large
campaign.
All the rules. Large campaign is better done like in January, February, and August, September. But I still think having some opportunities to launch a few groups, or if you're a leader and you're looking for some new people for your group, Easter is a possibility. Now, is it going to be the largest time of the year to get people in the groups? No, because you're going to run into summer, and that kills the momentum of a lot of groups. But I think there is an option to start a group.
All kidding aside, I've never thought about this before because groups are, you think about campaigns and big launches most often in the fall and then in January. But you're
Which
right.
Makes sense.
Easter is a high attendance. I mean, it's one of those, maybe the high attendance weekend. So it just makes sense that you would want to try and capture some of those people in groups. So this would be different, Chris, from like a campaign, right? That's not what you're talking about.
No. We're not going to try to get every single person in our church into a group because that's just not going to work. Because I think this year you have like 5 weeks from Easter to Memorial Day, which is what I consider kind of the spring. Memorial Day hits the vacation, school's out, all that happens. And so if you try to get everybody in the group, you're going to get some groups that are going to dissolve because they don't get any traction. But if you have some potential group leaders that that are ready to go, or some groups that have openings and they're looking for some people, this is a good opportunity to do that. Get a few people in the groups, get some people that really need to get connected out of Easter in the groups.
All right, let's talk timeline then. If you're going to do this, when do you need to start putting some things in place?
Now.
Whenever you're listening, the answer is now.
But I think specifically, if you want to, on Palm Sunday, the Sunday before Easter, you could ask for potential group leaders or, you know, schedule something with some leaders that you've been looking at that have openings in their group, but use that Sunday before Easter to kind of make that call for a few leaders. Again, not a ton of leaders. We need 100 leaders to step up, but maybe 3, 4, 10 leaders that potentially could start a group or have openings in their group. So use that Sunday before Easter, or if you have enough time, a couple Sundays before Easter.
How do you go about identifying potential candidates for to be in a group?
Well, I would.
Because at a big church, you just don't have all the phases memorized. At a small church, that gets easier.
I think a couple ways. I think one, you ask your existing group leaders if they have somebody in their group that's maybe ready to step out, start a group. Or if you have, you know, Sunday school classes, somebody, you know, ask your Sunday school leaders if they want to maybe lead a home group for 5 weeks, or if there's somebody that's kind of a secondary teacher in their class that might be ready to step out and start a group. So I think that's one way, and that's the best way. You know, you might have somebody already in mind that you'd like for them to at least test the waters. And this is a great time to test the waters. You've got a 5 week window to see how they do and how their group goes. So they're ready to test the waters. The second is, you know, you could make, you know, announcement or put it in the bulletin or on the website that we're looking for a handful of leaders that might be interested in doing a 5 week group. And so a couple ways that you can do that. But yeah, if you can tap them on the shoulder, that's always the best.
All right. You've referenced 5 weeks a couple of times now. In terms of like what this group will do, it's always a question I'm going to ask. How do you go about any tips or counsel on how a group goes about choosing curriculum or study or content?
Yeah, I think you look for a study that's in that 4 to 6 week window. And there's a ton of those that are out there that are really good. Smallgroup.com is actually a great option. You could, you know, pick a study from there or put together, you know, 4 or 5 studies on the same topic from smallgroup.com. And here's a little secret for you. Even if you don't have a membership, there's a 30-day trial with smallgroup.com. So we're talking, you know, 4 or 5 weeks. That's within the 30-day window, definitely the 4 weeks. So sign up for a trial and pick a study from smallgroup.com. And for those 4 weeks, it's going to be free. You're not even going to have to pay for a membership. So just, you know, you can do that, or you can go to lifeway.com and choose some great studies. And I know, Brian, you know a little bit about our short-term studies at Lifeway. Any studies come to mind that you would suggest?
I reach into my bag of tricks, and I'm going to pull out Ephesians by Tony Marita.
Ooh,
for that.
We've had Tony on the podcast.
Yeah. That's Book good. Of the Bible, 6 weeks. Yep. And you know, it's not robust. So when you hand that member book to someone, it's not going to weigh them down and like, I can't do that.
Yeah. Another good one that my group is actually doing right now is Making Space by Jeff Vanderstelt.
Yeah, because it's real life. It's life application. It's a starting point.
Yep. It's a felt need type study. And my
group. A little longer, though. I think that one's 8.
Is it?
It might be. Yeah, it might be 8 weeks.
Well, it's, you know, each week stands alone, really.
Yeah, it does.
So you could do the first 4 or 5 and then pick it up again.
It's probably on smallgroup.com, so you can pick and choose.
That's how we're using it, is on smallgroup.com.
And I would add to this that when you're recruiting, like in the case of a new group, this wouldn't be as much applicable to an existing group. Position it like that. Just say, hey, we're going to start this study on Making Space or Ephesians, and we'd like for you to be a part of it. You don't have to put that within, this is going to be a group that's starting, and we're going to do life together for the next 3 years.
No,
Make it a lower barrier to entry.
Yeah, that's exactly. It's testing the water. It's putting your feet in. And this is also a great opportunity if you're a church leader and you're thinking about experimenting with, you know, a home group or those type of groups. You know, do a 5-week turbo short-term, felt need, whatever you want to call it, type group, not expecting that necessarily they're going to continue on and become an ongoing group in the fall. But hey, if they get together, they like it, there's a good chance they might want to continue on and pick this thing up back in August.
And if they do want to continue on, have a plan in place, right?
Yep. Give them next steps. That's why I love a campaign. So if you're thinking about doing kind of an all-church campaign in August, you know, September-ish, you know, talk to them about it. So in like week 3 or week 4 of this 5-week experiment, say, hey, if you want to continue on, here's what we're going to do in the fall. We're going to do this message series. All of our groups are going to study it. So if you're interested, you know, we can continue on. Here's the biggest deal. We're going to resource you. We're going to give you a study guide. We're going to give you videos or however you're going to kind of put that campaign together. But let them know that they're not even going to have to buy anything. We're going to resource you and get you going for the fall.
And this isn't something that, and what you're describing is something that drags on. I mean, we're talking about strictly the Easter season, and really even Easter Sunday, correct?
Easter Sunday. And here's a big deal. If you're going to do this on Easter Sunday, limit the announcements on that Sunday. And not just, you know, for groups, but we want people to know one or two things coming out of Easter Sunday. They're coming, you know, back to church, maybe they haven't been in since Christmas, or they've been invited by somebody. This is their first time at church in 30 years or ever. And so we don't want to overload them with a ton of announcements. Here's what we do with kids. Here's what we do with students. And we've got a Monday night Bible study. And, you know, that's just going to become white noise. So pick out one or two at the most things that you want your new people, the brand new, just here for the first time, to know and to walk out of with. And I think one of those things, honestly, is how do I get connected? How do I get connected into a small group? And so I love just having one announcement. Hey, if you want to experience more, if you want to know what it's like to kind of dig deeper in this Christian life, in this gospel life, then here's a great way to do it. You can join a group. And we've got some groups that are ready for you that are going to launch next week. And so we'd love to get you connected in those. So limit it to one, you know, one announcement. And maybe your second one is, here's what's happening next Sunday. Here's our sermon series we're starting, you know, but just keep it limited. That's going to help people kind of jump onto that one or two things that you're going to leave them with.
It's a great idea, Chris. This is a way to be opportunistic with the high attendance Sunday, to assimilate people into groups. And again, I think modest expectations of this would be helpful, but to be intentional and I don't know if targeting is the right word, but to be on the lookout for these opportunities to move people along the groups. I mean, they're in your building.
Yeah.
They have made the decision to come to your church. That it's Easter, I mean, in this context, it's really beside the point. It's an opportunity to reach out and get someone into a greater connection, into a biblical community.
Yeah, I think targeting is a good, I mean, that's a marketing word. But, you know, if you have a product that you're wanting to sell somebody and you know they're going to be in this space and be interested in that product, wouldn't you talk about it? So I think you're missing a huge opportunity if you don't at least talk about groups. And, you know, what's bad is if you talk about groups and say, hey, we're going to be starting them in August and this is April. And so, you know, we have groups, but you can't really get into them until August, or even if you do summer groups and you can't get into them really till May or June. Well, you know, that's a lot of weeks, and there's a good chance they're going to forget about it or not come back. So let's see if we can get them right there.
Speaking of getting into something, I was on the elevator with Todd Atkins the other day and Daniel M. And did you know the Lifeway Leadership Podcast Network is closing in on, I think it's past 100,000 downloads a month.
Is it really?
As a network. So we are a part of that network, but so is New Church's Q&A. Have you listened to New Church's Q&A podcast with Daniel M., Ed Stetzer, and Todd Atkins, Chris?
I have. Actually, Ed Stetzer dropped my name a few weeks ago. The fact that he stole my P90X 10 years ago.
Ed Stetzer's dropping your name.
10 years ago.
That's when you know you're somebody.
Well, they
it's
were talking.
Chris Surratt in the house.
They were talking about our podcast. That's the only reason they came up.
As a part of the Lifeway Leadership Podcast Network family, New Church's Q&A recently covered topics like discerning the next step in your 30s and 40s, when small churches partner together, and reproducing churches. Just look up New Churches, two words, on your favorite podcasting app and subscribe today. That topic, discerning the next step in your 30s and 40s, that is a good one.
Yes.
I have not listened to that episode, but that is a good topic.
That's a big one.
Because so many people at the end of their 20s just go to their 30s. Mm-hmm. They don't think about it. I remember I was watching, it was one of the resources we've done, and the guy on the video said you need to spend your 30s becoming good at something. Mm. Simple advice. I wish that I had it when I was 29.
Mm. Me too.
So
I'm still trying to figure out what I'm good at.
Yeah, well.
And I'm 40s.
Ah. So go to Group Answers on iTunes and subscribe to us, and we would love it if you would rate us.
Yes.
A good score.
Yeah,
good
if you're going to do less than 3 stars, maybe hold off.
I mean, I would rather just get an email with saying you need to fix this.
Yeah, we can get better.
Give us a chance.
But if you're going to give us 4 or 5, please rate us. That helps people see the podcast. It really does matter. It does.
Yeah.
And we're going to kill a kitten if you don't do it.
We are not going to do that.
We won't do that.
That's going to wrap it up. Yeah.
We'll cut it out in post.
Mercifully, that's going to wrap it up for this episode of the Group Answers Podcast. I'm Brian Daniel with Chris Surratt. Looking forward to being with you next time.